Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News for the 9th day of August 2026, your gateway to what's happening across the airwaves in Tasmania and beyond. Coming to you from the Tasmania Amateur Radio News Desk is Peter, VK7PD, with the latest updates, stories and insights from our amateur radio community. We're broadcasting far and wide thanks to our dedicated team, DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C via the digital group MF and HF relays, 1.860 MHz by Graham VK7GS, 3.67 MHz Dale VK7DG, 7.14 MHz Ross VK7ALH, 14.13 MHz Justin VK7TW, 28.525 MHz Gary VK7JGD, and locally in Hobart on UHF CB channel 24, VK7 FMAC and HF CB 24 with Luke. Missed it live? Catch the replay Tuesday 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA North, VK7RHT and on UHF CB 24, HF CB 24 South. Stay tuned and enjoy the news. WIA contest news. VK7 gets ready for the 2026 Remembrance Day contest. It's that time of year again when radio amateurs across Tasmania are encouraged to get on the air and help VK7 make a strong showing in the WIA Remembrance Day contest. The RD contest is much more than a competition. It honours the amateur radio operators who made the ultimate sacrifice during the Second World War while bringing the amateur radio community together in a friendly contest where individuals and teams of up to three operators compete for state pride and some impressive trophies. This year's contest runs from 0300 UTC next weekend, Saturday 15 August, until 0300 UTC on Sunday 16 August, and with a wide range of operating categories covering most bands and modes, making it easy for everyone to take part. Whether you're a seasoned contester or have never entered a contest before, the RD contest is an ideal place to start. VK7 has enjoyed outstanding success in recent years, and with strong activity across HF, VHF, UHF and microwave bands, Tasmania is well placed to be highly competitive again. In particular, the triple point bands of 160 metres and 23 centimetres and above can make a significant difference to the final scores. Why not team up with a couple of friends, register your team before the contest begins, and download the latest contest rules from the WIA website so you know exactly how the contest operates. Good logging is just as important as good operating. The contest manager recommends N1MM Logger, although VKCL can still be used provided the submitted log is updated to Cabrillo version 3 format. Helpful conversion and log checking utilities are available on Alan Shannon VK4SN's website. And whatever logging software you use, be sure to carefully check your final log before submitting it. During the contest, listen for activity on the usual calling frequencies, including 52.525, 146.5, 439 and 1296.15 MHz FM, along with 50.15, 144.15, 432.15 and 1296.2 MHz USB. While the HF bands will also be alive with stations from across Australia. Good luck, and we hope to hear you on the air during the RD contest. 73, Richard, VK7ZBX. WWFF, SOTA, POTA, LOTA, and IOTA weekly wrap-up. Al, VK7AN, Rodney, VK7HAM, and Eric, VK7ZPE, headed to the Carvilla Conservation Area in Kings Meadows, adjacent to the Carvilla Memorial Park. This 6-hectare conservation area is home to significant native flora and fauna, with more than 100 plant species recorded within its boundaries. Operating with an ICOM IC7300 and a 20-metre end-fed long-wire antenna, the team logged more than 60 contacts, making it another successful activation. As this is being written, Lance, VK7TO, has just gone QRT after activating Hart's Peak using CW. I'll have a full report on his activations in next week's wrap-up. That's it for another week from the summits and parks. 73 Matt, VK7MAT. EME news. This week, Pear, DK7LJ, reports that the 10 GHz EME beacon at DL0SHF is currently out of operation due to a failed AZ drive gear. It was working on Monday morning and being received here in Hobart at its usual level of -8. We again thanks Pierre and the team for their efforts in keeping the very valuable resource operational and wish the team good luck for the repair. This weekend in the ARRL EME contest for the higher bands 13 centimetres, 6 centimetres, 3 centimetres and 1.2 centimetres, this contest runs 48 hours from 0 hours on the 8th of August through to 23:59 on the 9th of August. If you have gear on those bands, it might be worth dusting it off and see if you can work on those days, or if you can receive, jump onto the HB9Q logger and see who is about. There is a second weekend on September 5th and 6th on the same bands. For the lower bands, like 6 metres, 2 metres, 70 centimetres and 23 centimetres, there are two weekends, October 31 and November 1st, and a second weekend, November 28th and 29th. If you have equipment for these bands, why not aim at the moon and see what you can hear? You just never know. See you on the moon, 73 Richard, BK7ZBX. Statewide SSTV nights. A quiet net night that saw the following participants: BK7s, ZGK, ZAB, AX00 and TW, all sharing over 50 photos. The main themes were cats and the International Cat SSTV event, village idiots and the unwritten rules of life, and other highlights were the birthday of the electronics magazine Elektor that was launched in the Netherlands in 1961. Over the last 65 years, the magazine went from vacuum tubes to AI and garage workshops to cutting-edge labs. The QST magazine with Ham SCI, or Ham Radio Science, Citizens' Investigation at Earth's Poles, the end of the climate change timeline, a fun electricity playset that includes a fork, the Rist NTP clock project presentation, an early ferry service on the Derwent River, and 73s to work. Again, Tony VK7AX interconnected VK7RJG to his SSTV international gateway, and VK7s exchanged photos with three operators in the Netherlands. Please remember to leave a 30-second break between transmissions to allow the European countries a chance to send photos. Ken VK7KRJ's and Steve VK700's fully automatic 24/7 monitoring sites that allow anyone testing to send a picture and the ability to check their transmissions on these pages almost immediately, anytime, both South and North Tasmania. If you missed the net, there are archives of these SSTV nights on Ken's and Steve's websites or on NTUC's website under blogs. 73 from Andre VK7ZAB. QSL News. The Inward QSL Bureau information. The current update list of QSL cards held by the BK7 Inwards Bureau as at 7 August 2026 is in the email version of the broadcast. Herman has been asked a few times about sending out QSL cards. It is up to each amateur to send their own personal QSL cards. You can only use the WIA Outwards Bureau service if you are a financial member of the WIA. Your cards should be sent to the manager of the Outwards Bureau at the following address. Cards may be sorted alphabetically by DXCC country and order and sent to P.O. Box Boolaroo, New South Wales 2284. Any questions, please email Herman at westyh@aussiemail.com.au. 73 Herman, BK7HW, Manager WIA BK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. News from the North. So to WWFF Parks Group. The Summits of the Air Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group meets twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 a.m. till 12, at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. For more information, contact Al on 0417 354 410. 73 Al, VK7AN. You're listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Northern Tasmania Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. Colin VK7ZCF brought along a new, well, new to him, Bird Technologies Throughline RF directional wattmeter to this week's Club Technical Night. Just mentioning the name Bird instantly conjures up its iconic image for many of us. It must be one of the most recognisable instruments in radio engineering. The unit is classic Bird, a solid rectangular die-cast enclosure, a sloping front panel with a round meter at the top, and a plug-in element, the famous slug, towards the bottom. A black leather carrying handle runs across the top, and there's an N-type connector on each side of the case. Pure simplicity. The slug's proper name is the APM, or average power measure, element, but in the industry it's universally called a slug. The circular plug-in element is about the size and shape of a 35mm film canister. Now I'm admitting my age, hi. Each APM element is selected and purchased individually for the required frequency range and power level. A typical example might be labelled 100 to 250 MHz at 250 watts. In Colin's case, he can cover 25 to 200 MHz up to 1 kilowatt with two elements from 450 kHz to 30 MHz up to 10 kilowatts with two others. Once inserted, the element can be rotated through 180 degrees, one position for forward power and rotated the other way to measure reflected power. The functionality stems from Bird's directional through-line patent, granted in 1958. This patent underpins the famous Bird Model 43 range. Collins meter is a later version, incorporating multi-position control switch for power-off battery test and one of 7 meter scale element factor multipliers specific to the slug in use. A laminated chart of forward versus reflected power provides the all-important VSWR. The unit came complete with its own rugged carry case with cutouts for each item. Collins kit also includes a Bird Termaline coaxial resistor rated at 150 watts and 50 ohms, better known as a dummy load. It even carries a beryllium oxide warning on the label, so best not to open it up. These instruments have never come with a cheap price tag, but for serious RF measurements, they are serious pieces of test equipment, and if looked after, they'll last practically forever. True to our promise, this week we managed to cover the short presentation from Wade, BK4WM. Wade briefly covered Britain's retiring BBC radio for long-wave transmitters at sites like Droitwich, Wester Glen and Berghead, all falling silent, citing ageing infrastructure, high costs and changing technology, followed by the majority of the presentation based around something quite different in North Queensland near the township of Brandon, where a medium-wave transmitter site has been rebuilt. He covered the dropping of a magnificent piece of broadcast history, a 198-metre capacitive top-out antenna constructed in 1959. As sad as it is to watch a tower or antenna come down, in this case it was necessary so the site could be modernised. The ABC's 4QN broadcast station, 630 kHz AM transmitter, running 50,000 watts, is now coupled to a brand new 236-metre vertical radiator element. It is providing a service with coverage across North Queensland via groundwave propagation. Brandon was also the site of a major Radio Australia shortwave transmitting station. Its curtain arrays were engineered to throw powerful signals towards Papua New Guinea and across the Pacific, as well as Australia's interior, using the ionosphere to carry shortwave broadcasts thousands of kilometres. Together, these facilities formed an extraordinary broadcasting asset to Australia. This video presentation from Wade can be summed up in his own words. Broadcasting infrastructure is not obsolete just because it's old. Sometimes old technology survives for one very simple reason. It still does the job. Thanks to Stuart, VK7ES, for bringing this Australian finding to our attention. The link to the item is included in the text version of the broadcast. BBC Longwave Shutdown, Australia Rebuild. From the completion of the presentation, Lionel VK7ZLB took us through other major antennas installations around Australia, like the Omega Navigation Tower, operating at 10 to 14 kilohertz, located near Sale in Victoria. Built at the Bass Strait radio station in Fulham, it stood over 400 metres tall and was part of the global Omega VLF navigation network. It operated from early 1980s until the system was shut down in 1997, after which the tower was demolished. We can hopefully look forward to more comprehensive presentations of these types of installations once Lionel can find the 35mm slides, hi. As usual, pictures will be available on the NTARC website under blogs for this broadcast, NTARC Blogs. Upcoming events, CW course, every Wednesday night on 3.580 MHz, from 7 to 7.30, your CW coach for the evening is Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. on-air test and technical gathering Wednesday nights on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 p.m. Club Room Technical Night. The next session will be Wednesday the 19th of August and will commence at the usual time of 6:30 p.m. at the Club Room, Archer Street, Rochelle. Coffee Morning, held every Friday in the Intark Club Rooms. Time is from 10 a.m. to noon. Finally, if you have any items of news, please email them to the secretary at the following address, which is news@ntarc.net. All items to be received no later than 5 p.m. on the Friday prior to the broadcast. 73 from Stefan, BK7ZSB, Secretary, NTARC Incorporated. News from the Northwest. Northwest Tasmania Amateur Radio Club. Geneva Christian College students successfully speak with astronauts aboard the International Space Station. On Monday, 3rd of August, at 8 p.m, students from Geneva Christian College at La Trobe were the third Tasmanian school to speak with an astronaut aboard the International Space Station, ISS, through the amateur radio on the International Space Station, ARIS program. 17 students participated in the scheduled contact, in which they asked questions of NASA astronaut Sophie Adenot, KJ5LTN, currently serving aboard the ISS. Due to the 10-minute window, only 14 students got to ask her questions. The event represents the culmination of more than a year of planning and collaboration between Geneva Christian College, the Northwest Tasmania Amateur Radio Club, NWTARC, based in Ulverston, and Australian ARIS coordinator Shane Lind, BK4KHZ, in Queensland, and ARIS. The school and the radio clubs successfully applied through the ARIS program, an international education initiative that enables students around the world to speak directly with astronauts in space using amateur radio technology. For more information on ARIS, take a look at the link on the email edition of the broadcast. The project has been coordinated with Australian ARIS coordinator Shane Lind, BK4KHZ, an amateur radio operator based in Queensland, working closely with ARIS scheduling teams and NASA. Shane has helped secure a suitable date and time when the ISS will be positioned to allow reliable communication while also fitting within the school's timetable. To make the contact possible, students used a telebridge system that remotely connected them to IK1SLD, an amateur radio station operated by Claudio Ariotti in Casale Monferrato in Italy, in the Piedmont region of northwest Italy. The station's automated tracking equipment followed the ISS as it passed overhead, enabling real-time communication with the students and astronaut Sophie Adenot, KJ5LTN. The event provided a unique education experience, inspiring students to explore science, technology, engineering, mathematics, space exploration, and amateur radio communications. The NWTARC Radio Club had a small display of amateur radio and test equipment on site for students to look at. Pictures and video of the event can be seen on the VK7 Amateur Radio Facebook page. Below is a link of IK1SLD, Claudio and his amateur team, the ARIS amateur radio ground station at Casale, Monferrato, Italy, used to connect to ISS. In it is complete audio and pre- and post-event taking place. 7 News Tasmania covered the event with a news story, which is available from the link on the email edition of the broadcast. Report on the NWTARC club meeting held on Saturday, 1st of August, 2026. Club members enjoyed a tasteful barbecue and light refreshments provided by the club before the meeting, with Mike BK7TM organising the event. Show and tell had some interesting terms. BK7XR brought along a C-Star S50 telescope. Members were able to look at sunspots, and club member Kevin Walker, a local astronomer, explained it all. Nigel BK7NA brought along a 137 kHz beacon he had designed and built. Andrew also brought along a $10 garage sale find, 2-kilowatt warbited Frankie Variac. Shane, a member of the public, dropped off a quantity of UHF-CB radios from his late father for members to have. The meeting moved the following motion. Club minutes state. A motion was moved that Eric VK7EV be awarded life membership of the club for his years of dedicated work to the club over many years, helping to instigate and develop article of association to the club, behind-the-scenes coordination of various club activities and being a true representative of the club and to amateur radio. After a very favourable discussion regarding his many various ongoing contributions to the club, it was unanimously voted in his favour. The club's Christmas Barbie and December meeting will be held at club member Kevin Walker's residence at Port Cyril. Kevin, a keen astronomer, a few years ago built an observatory on his property, and members will be able to view the heavens. 73 Eric, VK7EV, News Officer. News from the South. Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania. August Presentation Night. NTP GPS Clock Project. Last Wednesday night, Richard, VK2ARH, took us through the latest REST members' build project. Richard from the Manly Warringah Radio Society has been working with Dave Bowerman, VK7CB, to get these kits together, and please note, all 25 of the kits are fully subscribed at this stage. Richard showcased the latest evolution of the versatile NTP GPS Shack Lock project, developed through collaboration between amateur radio clubs in Australia and the United States. The project demonstrates how modern microcontrollers, open source software, and practical electronics can be combined into an inexpensive yet highly capable station accessory. Richard explained that the project is about much more than building a clock, with the aim of encouraging learning, experimentation, mentoring, and club participation through hands-on construction. The latest version automatically synchronizes to Internet Network Time Protocol servers or an optional GPS receiver, displays both local time and UTC, adjusts for daylight saving, and supports multiple time zones. It also provides local weather, environmental monitoring, Wi-Fi status, Maidenhead grid locator, automatic display dimming, battery and power monitoring, plus real-time solar and geomagnetic data that can assist HF operators in assessing propagation conditions. Richard also demonstrated the extensive browser-based configuration interface, allowing users to customize virtually every aspect of the display without needing to modify the software. Designed as an affordable club build project, the basic clock can be typically assembled in 1 or 2 hours and for sub-60 Australian dollars before optional GPS, battery and enclosure upgrades. All hardware designs, software and construction documentation are freely available through Richard's GitHub repository, making the project an excellent example of international cooperation and the innovative learn by building spirit that continues to thrive within amateur radio clubs. The construction night is dependent on the arrival of many components, so our secretary Dave, VK7CB, will be keeping us updated on the Wednesday night. We will be gathering to construct. 73 REST Committee. August Forum Night. Dialogue with the WIA. By popular demand, our August REST Forum Night will be a dialogue with the WIA. Two directors, Peter, VK4EA, and Justin, VK7TW, will be providing a short presentation on what the WIA undertaking at the moment, including what is ahead, and then opening it up for members' questions and answers. Ever wondered what the peak body representing amateur radio is up to and what they have planned for the future? Here is your chance to ask those nagging questions you have. It happens Wednesday night, 12th August, from 7:30 p.m. and will be streamed. Hope to see you there. 73 REST Committee. You are listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Wednesday Experimenters Group, WEGS. We go into recess for 2 weeks, and we may have the REST Project Build Night on Wednesday 19th and or Wednesday 26th of August. 73 REST Committee. REST Training and Assessment Update. Thinking about getting your amateur radio license or upgrading to the next level? REST continues to offer regular training and assessment days for all Australian amateur radio license levels. The next foundation training and assessment day will be held on Saturday, 22 August 2026. The standard advance and regulations assessments are held on alternate months, with the next session on Saturday, 19th September 2026. If you're planning to attend, please contact the learning organiser, Justin, VK7TW, as soon as possible by emailing reast.assessor@gmail.com. You'll also find the full training schedule on the REST events page, along with a range of free learning resources, including the popular Foundation License training video series on the REST YouTube channel. To help build your confidence before assessment day, don't forget to try the Wireless Institute of Australia's online foundation trial exams, with links available in the text edition of this broadcast. Whether you're taking a first step into amateur radio or upgrading your qualifications, the Reese training team is ready to help you succeed. 73 from Justin, VK7CW. Save the date, ADSB support. In September, we have a very special presentation night that will be occurring a little later in the month than normal. On Wednesday, 23rd September, from 7:30 p.m., we will have Morn Anderson in the club rooms to give us a presentation on ADSB support service. For those who are in the know, Morns is Chief Operating Officer of the ADSB support organisation that is based in Denmark. They supply ADSB receivers all over the world to amateurs, non-amateurs and many other areas to receive the ADSB signal from aircraft and feed it into the various aircraft tracking systems around the world. Save the date, September 23rd from 7:30 p.m, 73 Reist Committee. Regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. VK7 regular gatherings. Reist 6-metre AM net on 53.1 MHz every day from 4:30 p.m. SOTA WWFF group meeting Mondays and Fridays 10:30 to 12 midday at Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC CW course every Wednesday night on 3.580 MHz from 7 to 7:30 p.m. Your CW course for the evening is Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. On-air test and technical gathering, Wednesday nights on 3.567 megs from 7:30 p.m. NTARC technical night session, Wednesday 19th August from 6:30 p.m. at the Club Room, Archer Street, Rochelle. NTARC coffee mornings are held every Friday in the NTARC Club Rooms. Time is from 10 a.m. to noon in the Rochelle Club Rooms. Northwest VK7, Wednesday from 8 p.m. local, NW Tassie Amateur Radio Group Net on 2 metres VK7RMD and All-Star Node 56780. Northwest VK7, Thursday commencing at 8:30 p.m. local, Northwest Tassie 2 metre DX Net 144.190 USB. Statewide SSTV Net held every Thursday night by the North-South Link on VK7RAF, VK7RJG from 7:30 p.m. in the north and northwest, VK7RJG on 438.55-7 MHz, and in the south, VK7RAF 146.65-600 kHz. CTCSS tone 141.3 to link RAF north-south. Plus, VK7AX International SSTV Gateway connected to VK7RJG for the duration of the net. Statewide Microwave QSO Party following the Sunday broadcast callback on 1296.15 megs FM. One group in the Greater Hobart area and another in the Greater Launceston area. Then North-South Digital Contacts on 1296.2 megahertz using Q6560B. Stations in the Launceston area transmitting on the odd minute. Southern stations on the even minute. Sewing Circle Net daily on 3.64 megahertz commencing at 6:30 p.m. AEST. VK7 events, Reist, 12 August, Forum Night, dialogue with the WIA in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms and streamed from 7:30 p.m. VK and ZL, 15-16 August, Remembrance Day Contest. Reist, 23 September, ADSB support presentation from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms and streamed. VK, 7-8 November, Tassie, Ham, Econ, Amateur Radio Conference, UTAS, Sandy Bay. Please note that next weekend is the Remembrance Day contest and there will be no VK7 amateur radio broadcast. There will only be the WIA national news broadcast at 9 a.m. on Sunday on VK7RHT in the south and VK7RAA in the north, and I'll do a call back at 9:30 p.m. on those two repeaters only. A big thank you to everyone who contributed to and supported this week's broadcast of the VK7 amateur radio news. That's it for this week. If you missed the live transmissions, remember you can always catch the rebroadcast Tuesday at 8 p.m. on VK7RAA in the north, VK7RHT and UHF-CB24, HF-CB24 in the south. You can also join the conversation on our VK7 Amateur Radio News groups.io page. Stay tuned now for callbacks on this frequency. with each relay station using their own call sign. On behalf of the VK7 Amateur Radio team, this is Peter, VK7PD, wishing you good DX and a great week ahead.